bet is a bet, and Elizabeth is paying off her bet. The Packer owner. It's what you need to know on the go. You got Elizabeth in radar. You Packer fans, I feel you. I feel you, because us Bears fans have been in your shoes before. You lose, you make these little bets with your friends.
For years you've been in this position.
Yeah, you lose a bet, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, sometimes you're out on a street corner with a sign saying, go Pack, go, and a hunk of cheese in your hand like I have in the past.
I know, it's true. This has always gone our way, and I'm just grateful, and don't you feel this way, Packer fans, that we had a day to grieve and mourn. I'm so glad this wasn't
Sunday
night game or a Monday night game or a Thursday night game that I didn't have to face you, that I had a day of separation. And by the way, hello to our new Madison audience that are hanging out with us. We have new mixers that are joining the show. And I'm sorry that when we launched this new show in Madison, a Wisconsin show in the state of Wisconsin, we have to talk about the Bears. It just did not go the way it was supposed to. And look, don't sleep on the Bears. I'm telling you, you guys, if you look at your season and everyone,
that's how we do.
And everyone has been saying, oh, they're not the real deal. They're not legit. Yeah. They played all four quarters until the end of the game. Our team choked. We won the first half. You all won the second half and ultimately the game. And there's nothing more to say other than, I don't know what's going on with our kicking, but, that's for another day.
Well, jeez. The Bears actually played the fourth quarter, not even the second half. They just played the fourth quarter. They scored 25 points in the fourth quarter, and we've become used to this as Bears fans.
We're the roller coaster of emotions.
All right, it's going to wait until the end, and then we're going to try and win the game. And they, pull it out. And
aren't you guys exhausted as Bears fans?
I have a new AED at my house because of this situation. I got to shock my heart back into rhythm. Holy cow. Well, again, it happens.
And I think we both can agree. I mean, Radar, you're the Bears fan. Mm-hmm. I'm the Packer owner over here. Caleb Williams and Jordan Love, what a performance those two put on. What a game they both played.
Both over 300 yards. Jordan Love had four touchdowns, no interceptions. He was looking good.
He did his part. It's hard. And so the bet that we have on Friday was that I needed to, if I lost, which we did, put on some Bears gear. And
You've never done this.
In my 44 years on this earth, never lost one of these bets that have led to me having to put on Bears gear.
There's a first time for everything, and today is the first time. So you're going to have a Caleb Williams jersey on.
And it smells. On. You were sweating in this during the game, weren't
you?
No,
I washed it.
You did?
Washed. Yeah, it's
I
washed.
I feel like it's got bear stink on
it. Have a little bit of beer spill on there after we won, and I went, and I jumped up and down.
And we're changing the profile picture for...
You have to do that for a week?
It is a week.
Is it a week? Was that what the bet was? It was a week, I believe.
I think it was a week.
We'll have a sign, though. You're going to wear a sign saying, I lost a bet. Not like all of a sudden you became a Bears fan.
There's a new audience listening to the show in Madison. I don't want any of you to think I'm a Bears fan. I'm in no way a Bears fan.
I don't know. There's a lot of... I know some people in Beloit that, they like to head up to Madison. They're in the Madison area. And y'all are Bears fans because you're close to the border. So we've got this border battle going here between, Kenosha, Racine counties, and then down in Rock County. So,
zero Bears fans in the Madison area. I'm going on the record to say it. Zero.
I don't think so. Our buddy Jonathan, who is our coworker, is a Bears fan. Come on, let's go.
Oh, you're right.
You're hoping for zero Bears fans.
And I'm supposed to say, Bear Down Chicago Bears.
Okay, you did it once. Now you got to change that profile picture, right?
I'm going to do it. I'm looking forward to next season. Again, I'm glad we had a whole day to just mourn what happened down there in Chicago. And you guys have been picked on for years, so enjoy your win. Best of luck to you because you're taking on the Rams. You guys are still playing.
And our nerves are still on edge.
The Packers, they've struggled in the postseason. They've gotten there, and then they've struggled.
At least you can relax now, sort of. Right?
I'm not even watching this Bears game coming up.